at the National Association of Farm Broadcasters annual meeting. I'm speaking with Bob Dineen, who is president of the Renewable Fuels Association. We're going to talk a little bit about the explosive growth in the renewable fuels industry, especially ethanol production. We're seeing, it seems like, Bob, ethanol plants coming online every day.
That's absolutely the way it is. Look, we got 93 plants in production today that are producing about 4 billion gallons of ethanol, and that's shattering every production record we've ever seen. But there are 24 ethanol plants physically under construction today that are going to add more than another billion gallons of ethanol capacity. So we don't talk about explosive growth. We don't use explosive and ethanol in the same sentence. We talk about phenomenal growth. And it is absolutely phenomenal and unprecedented, and it's a tremendous thing for rural America.
Now, and it seems like every day I'm reporting on another plant. What are the states where you're seeing the most growth in ethanol production?
Well, by and large, it's still largely, Missouri, Iowa, Minnesota, South Dakota, but as the industry grows, there are two plants under construction in Texas. There are plants under construction in California. There are plans for a facility in Delaware, New Jersey. So as the industry grows, you're going to see it expanding beyond the traditional Corn Belt. You're going to be seeing new technologies being used, eventually new feedstocks. And, the industry 5 years from now, I believe, will be unrecognizable from the industry that we have today. And that's a good thing.
Now, how is the the obscene profits that the oil industry has been making in this year, which they're getting a lot of bad publicity about right now, and of course the situation with the hurricanes in the Gulf, how has this impacted the ethanol industry?
Well, it certainly, first of all, reminded everybody the very real price that we pay for our dependence on petroleum and our dependence on imports. For our industry, certainly the impact of natural gas prices have impacted our bottom line. But rising gasoline prices have allowed the ethanol industry to capture a little bit more value, a little bit of the real value of our product in the process. And so there's profitability in our industry today as well. I think what the energy bill that was passed last summer, largely because of the leadership of people in Missouri, like Senator Talent specifically, it is recognized that we need to have a lot more ethanol and biodiesel production and use across this country by establishing a renewable fuel standard, which requires refiners to utilize at least 7.5 billion gallons of ethanol and biodiesel. That creates a floor from which we believe we will continue to build, and that 7.5 billion gallons will not be the ceiling. We're going to produce a lot more than that.
We're seeing a lot more attention being paid to E85, especially in the last year. How do you see the growth in that market coming?
Well, that market is going to continue to grow. Look, what last summer showed us is consumers ought to have options. People like me that drive a flex fuel vehicle were able to utilize ethanol instead of, high-priced gasoline. Of course, I do that anyway. But, consumers ought to have that flexibility. Later on today, I believe Senator Harkin is going to be introducing legislation that will require auto manufacturers to phase in a lot more FFVs. I think that's a good thing. Whether it happens by government fiat or by companies like Ford that has now taken a much more aggressive and proactive stance on flex fuel vehicles, and General Motors that has traditionally been there doing it voluntarily, I think we will see more FFVs on the road, and I think that's critically important for consumers across this country that want to have some leverage over the oil companies to keep their prices, a little bit more realistic.
What about consumer education? What are you doing in that area?
Well, it's a good part of it. And, there are our group and others like EPIC and the National Ethanol Vehicle Coalition is doing an awful lot on educating consumers about E85 and ethanol-ready vehicles. There are 5 million FFVs on the road today. I'll bet there's not more than 500,000 that actually recognize that they have that vehicle.
Right.
We need to educate people about the availability of the technology, because I believe if consumers know that there are options out there already, everybody looking at today's gasoline prices is looking to protect themselves. One of the best protections you can have is have a vehicle out there that can burn something other than gasoline.
Let's talk about biodiesel. How's the growth in that area coming?
Well, that's growing also. I mean, because of two things. One, the Congress last year passed a tax incentive that certainly improves the economics. And again, the passage of the energy bill that creates a renewable fuel standard that biodiesel will also be participating in. And actually, one other marketplace factor as well, because refiners have recognized that biodiesel adds lubricity, which helps as they take sulfur out of diesel fuel. So you're seeing a great deal of growth in the biodiesel market as well. And many plants that are coming under construction today, and I think you're going to see expansion in that industry too.
The marine market is becoming more important for biodiesel.
Well, it's a tremendous market for them, yes, absolutely. And as the industry grows, as there's more product out there, you know, more markets are going to be identified.
Speak to the environmental advantages of both ethanol and biodiesel.
Well, certainly, you know, in terms of global warming and greenhouse gases, we are a renewable fuel. We're taking carbon out of the air as it's produced, and that's the most obvious and most direct benefit. With ethanol specifically, you also see reductions in every criteria pollutant, hydrocarbons, carbon monoxide, NOx, and in terms of cleaning up air in the nation's cities, there is no better tool than adding ethanol to gasoline to do that.
What else would you like to see in terms of legislation on the state level or the national level? What else would you like to see that would help the market grow?
Well, the biggest thing right now is making sure that demand for ethanol and biodiesel continues to grow. I think, you know, states can still take action and create state requirements for use. Minnesota has done it. Hawaii has done it. Montana has done it. There's no reason why other states. I know in Missouri, the governor has looked at a 10% ethanol requirement. I think that's a tremendous thing. You need to make sure that, you know, as we continue to outstrip, you know, all our records in terms of production, that there's some place for that product to go. I think that's going to occur, but leadership from the states would certainly help. The other thing is, and we talked about it earlier, but FFEs, getting more flexible fuel vehicles and more E85 infrastructure out there is also clearly going to allow for more market development for ethanol and biodiesel.
Are you seeing more support from lawmakers regulators on the state and national level for renewable fuels?
Oh, I think so. I mean, look, Iowa's economy is among the best in the nation right now. Why? It's because of the tremendous expansion in ethanol production that has occurred in that state. It's there. You can look at the numbers. The same thing happens in Minnesota. So, I mean, I think governors looking for economic development opportunities for their state say, hey, if we're giving farmers more value-added market opportunities, if we're creating demand for renewable fuels like ethanol and biodiesel, it's going to be great for farmers, but it's going to be great for the state's economy. And so many states are looking to capitalize on this tremendous expansion in the industry, and that's all good. The political support for the industry is expanding as use for the product goes from beyond just the Midwest. I mean, we're now blended in 30% of the nation's fuel. Every gallon of gasoline blended in California has ethanol in it. Every gallon of gasoline sold in New York has ethanol in it. That changes the political dynamic. And once you get use, production follows, and then they start seeing economic benefits, and then that political enthusiasm becomes political commitment, and that will change the face of our nation.
All right. Thank you very much. I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.